Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Chartok, this morning. Alan, let's start with the big announcement by the president yesterday, played live here on WAMC. President announces that the U.S. will pull out of the Iran nuclear deal. I heard this morning on the BBC there are efforts already underway trying to somehow salvage it. But as the headlines say, it risks alienating Europe and certainly stirring uncertainty.
Well, look, the pulling out of this deal has been regarded by many people, both in the Democratic and Republican parties, as being a major mess. We see that there's a split now between the Europeans and the United States. That goes back to the Second World War and before. We have been allies, and now Trump, in this one move, risks all of that. And we see Macron and Merkel and all the others furious, obviously, about this. Then we see reports in the news about how Israel is bringing up its forces and that there is a potential for an Iranian attack out of Syria against the Israelis. And the Israelis are bringing up their defense forces and all of the volunteers, and I fear for all of those people. So it is possible that what we're going to see here is a whole destabilization resulting from this. Yes, it wasn't the perfect deal by any means. Nevertheless, at least what we have is a way of dealing peacefully with all of this. It was going along, and Trump comes in, perhaps based on the fact that anything that Obama does is an anathema to this guy, and creates this chaos for no good reason, without, by the way, David, a plan B. One thing is to say, okay, if you do this, then we'll do this. I don't like it. A country has to stand behind what its leadership does. Right now, we're going to see Trump going to North Korea. They're going to be getting a message also that the United States doesn't stand behind its deals. I am sure that part of why Kim went to China the other day was to check on the fact that the Chinese would be essentially committed to standing by the North Koreans should there be an attack. Look, they did it in the Korean War. Not that much has changed. I don't think they want it. The Chinese, obviously, are making out extremely well in this world, and they don't want to change anything. Nevertheless, they're going to have to give Kim that assurance that they will be his firewall.
Now to the drip of information that continues to come in the Russian investigation. And in this case, it's Stormy Daniels' lawyer yesterday claiming that President Donald Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, received $500,000 from a company controlled by the Russian oligarch Viktor Vekselberg, deposited into account for a company also used to pay off the adult film actress. We also know that Vekselberg has been questioned by Mueller.
Well, Vekselberg has a U.S. company. The question is whether the money that has come in to this company came from him to do this fixing. Now, as of this morning, the U.S. company is denying that it has anything but American ownership. But I have a feeling that where there's smoke, there's going to be some fire, and we will see whether the oligarchs who are responsible for this, Vekselberg being one of the most important of them, are responsible. They obviously are on the list of suspected characters by the United States, and they've been basically kicked out. Look, this Russian thing keeps unraveling like a long ball of yarn. It's hard to put it back together, if not impossible. And if there's something there, we're going to find out about it.
Well, now that the information has been found out about New York State's Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, he's resigned. We see Barbara Underwood, the woman who was the acting New York AG now, filling in as basically a placeholder until the election, as a number of names have come out in speculation, including some who have said they're thinking about it, like Zephyr Teachout, for example. We also see that Governor Cuomo has called for a special prosecutor to investigate Schneiderman. What a 24-hour period we just went through.
And what's going to be very interesting, David, here is whether or not in the land of Trump, so much going on with him sucking all the air out of the news media and the politics, whether we're going to see anything other than this terrible tragedy for women, alleged victims coming forward saying to Ronan Farrow and others that this happened to them. And if it's to be believed, then I have no reason not to. It's a terrible moment which shows us the dark side of people. I had a letter yesterday from a good friend who writes to me almost every day now, saying it has to be a woman. We can't put a man in that job. You know, I mean, at the point at which all men are said not to be capable because they're men, we've come to a bad point in our politics. look, Scheinman, my bet is that this is going to basically go away now because of the Trump, North Korea, and everything else. Nevertheless, Scheinman has to really be facing a lifetime of self-recrimination and recrimination from others.